Picture a mother of five, a licensed psychotherapist helping others heal, standing at the edge of complete collapse. Dr. Zoe Shaw had spent years teaching people how to care for themselves while systematically ignoring her own needs. Sound familiar? We live in a culture that's repackaged self-care as bubble baths and face masks, quick fixes for deep exhaustion. But what if self-care isn't about occasional indulgence? What if it's the daily practice of declaring, "I am worthy to be cared for," a revolutionary act in a world that profits from your depletion? We've all heard the airplane safety instruction, secure your own oxygen mask before helping others. Yet, how many of us actually live this way? Most people, especially women, operate from a place of constant depletion, giving until there's nothing left. This isn't noble, it's unsustainable. True self-care isn't designated me time squeezed between obligations. It's a habit of valuing yourself in every interaction, every decision, every moment of your day. When you commit just 15 minutes daily to intentional self-care, you accumulate over 91 hours throughout the year. That's nearly 4 full days devoted to yourself, time that yields greater respect from others, decreased illness, increased confidence, and deeper calm. The transformation begins with a simple pact, treating yourself not as an item to be checked off a list, but as someone worthy of intimate knowing and genuine care. Reset isn't about dramatic New Year's resolutions. It's about small, consistent actions that compound like interest, building a foundation strong enough to support the life you want. Start where you are. A gratitude jar, a media-free morning, proper hydration. These aren't wellness trends. They're building blocks of sustainable change. What makes this powerful is its emphasis on qualitative transformation. Instead of, "How much weight will I lose?" ask, "What will feel different in my soul 1 year from now?" This shift changes everything. You're not fixing yourself, you're authoring your story. Yesterday exists only in memory. Judging past choices wastes energy that could fuel growth. Each morning is an opportunity to start fresh. Who speaks to you more than anyone? You do. Your internal voice is your biggest influence. The good news? You can become an amazing coach to yourself. Motivation isn't something external to find. It's internal power to activate. This begins with clear, purpose-driven goals written down and posted where you'll see them. You can't love others well when you don't love yourself. When you approach relationships from depletion, you're grasping rather than giving. Start by affirming, "I love that I care about myself enough to seek help staying healthy." Your mind believes what you tell it, so each self-care act becomes proof of your worthiness. True vulnerability means dancing with abandon, expressing real feelings, and honoring your body's signals, declaring you accept yourself, flaws and all. Understanding your love language, affirmations, acts of service, gifts, quality time, or physical touch, reveals you can give all these to yourself. The most powerful simplification in relationships is forgiveness. Write everything you need to forgive yourself for, then rip it into tiny pieces and throw it away, creating visceral release. Forgiving others who've hurt you gifts your future self, creating ripple effects in all relationships. Your mental and physical health aren't separate. They're intimately intertwined in a constant feedback loop. Improving one enhances the other. The game changer? Recognizing the power of your inner dialogue. Most people passively absorb negative self-talk, that toxic playlist on repeat. Instead of listening, start talking back. Not with toxic positivity, but grounded truth. "I am full of life, and I'm doing a great job today." This isn't self-delusion, it's self-advocacy. Emotions aren't enemies, they're messengers. Anger signals injustice. Sadness indicates loss. Anxiety warns of danger. Naming emotions aloud reduces their negative power while honoring their message. Simple practices, adult coloring books, journaling, changing scents, create healing space. Sleep is crucial. 7 to 9 hours isn't lazy, it's essential maintenance. Deprivation devastates hormones, mental clarity, and cardiovascular health. The most destructive motivation killer? Comparison. When you make choices based on comparing yourself to others, you fail because you're trying to occupy a lane that isn't yours. When life overflows with things and busyness, you become blind to what truly matters. You hold on to possessions, relationships, and ideas long past their expiration date because letting go feels like failure, or you've confused your stuff with your identity. But your closet isn't a museum. Simplification creates space to breathe, feeds your soul and creativity, and allows empowered living. This includes digital simplification, unsubscribing from email lists, organizing files, limiting communication methods. Each small act of release reduces mental load. Try a reverse to-do list at day's end. Write down everything you accomplished, planned, or spontaneous. This creates immediate satisfaction and recognition of your efforts. Moving forward with grace for yourself, recognizing that in all your imperfections, you are beautiful, this is what simplicity truly means. When you clear the clutter, both physical and mental, you create room for what genuinely nourishes your spirit and aligns with your authentic self. After clearing unnecessary items and habits, nurture your spirit with a simple practice. Place your finger between your eyes and send loving thoughts to your medial prefrontal cortex. This reinforces that you matter. Your purpose isn't some distant treasure. It's discovered in daily choices. Rediscover what you loved as a child before social pressures squeezed passion out. Perhaps being yourself is your purpose, showing up authentically, recognizing there's no one else like you. But purpose without discipline remains a dream. Discipline isn't punishment. It's a gift to your future self. People with discipline have greater well-being because they aren't ruled by impulses. The secret? Never ask if you feel up to something difficult. Once you've decided, move forward without hesitation. Boundaries become essential. They're not cold brick walls, but warm hedges, providing protection while offering beauty. Resentment perfectly measures boundary health. When it arises, check your boundaries instead of blaming others. Boundaries allow you to show up fully in relationships without losing yourself. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten the most powerful truth. You are not a problem to be solved. Self-care isn't a luxury. It's the foundation of healthy living. Every small act of self-valuing creates ripples beyond yourself. This is the revolution, choosing yourself daily, not occasionally. Committing to 15 minutes of intentional self-care, speaking to yourself with kindness, setting boundaries without guilt, pursuing purpose without comparison. This isn't about pampering when convenient. It's about survival, transformation, and the radical notion that caring for yourself isn't selfish, it's foundational. When you understand that self-care is declaring, "I am worthy to be cared for," everything shifts. You stop waiting for permission, you stop apologizing for taking up space, you start living as though you matter, because you do. The transformation doesn't require perfection or massive overhauls. It requires showing up for yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a beloved friend, one small choice at a time.